Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Advocacy groups are calling for more investment in bicycle safety after a cyclist was hit by a dump truck and killed Thursday morning while riding his bike in southwest Philadelphia. As KYW's Sonny Morgan explains, advocates say painted bike lanes don't provide enough protection.
The intersection of 58th and Baltimore, where a 50-year-old man riding his bike was hit and killed by a dump truck, is one of Philly's most dangerous, according to Jesse Amadio of Philly Bike Action.
It's like a horrible intersection, and neighbors have been asking the city for help for years. And, you know, I just spoke with a local person who said it was only a matter of time.
Safety measures like red light cameras and street redesign are slated for this intersection. The SEPTA trolley modernization project will include a physical separation between cars and bikers. The Route 34, or T2 trolley, runs along Baltimore Avenue. But as Amadio says, these safety measures will take years to happen.
Construction for that project is years away, 2027, 2030, and that funding could be in jeopardy because of the threats to SEPTA funding that we've been hearing about.
Since Baltimore Avenue is a part of U.S. Route 13 and is considered a state road that PennDOT designed, Amadio says the agency should adjust the painted bike lanes. The Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia also spoke out in a statement saying underride and side guards should be mandatory on private large trucks. The city made side guards a requirement on public trash trucks in 2018.
A house fire destroyed a home in West Philadelphia Friday afternoon, killing one man and leaving a woman hurt. Firefighters responded to a two-story row home on the 200 block of North Ruby Street shortly before 3 p.m., where they found it engulfed in flames. Neighbors told NBC 10 that they frequently heard arguing from that home. One neighbor, Eugene Kelly, says he believes a couple was living there illegally.
It's one of those things. A lot of people, the squatters here. I don't know where they came from.
Fire officials have not yet identified either of the victims or a cause of the fire. The Philadelphia sheriff is floating the idea of creating a training academy for sheriff's deputies in the city that could also serve surrounding counties, rather than concede to critics like the Non-Government Committee of 70, who said the office should be abolished. The sheriff thinks her office needs a sizable budget increase. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
At her budget hearing last week, Sheriff Rochelle Bilal acknowledged staffing shortages in her office, and as at least part of a solution, she proposed establishing a local sheriff's academy so that recruits would not have to decamp to the current training facility in State College for 19 weeks before being sworn in.
We could get 1,000 people to apply. And as soon as they find out they have to go to Penn State 5 days a week and stay up there, they disappear.
Bilal did not have a cost estimate, but said she'd already identified a site and sent a request to lease it to the city. She said the facility could generate revenue by serving surrounding counties as well.
Montgomery County basically sent us a letter, would be happy to be able to have his people come to the regional sheriff academy, because then they can come and go home at night.
Bilal is seeking a $20 million increase to her budget, which is currently $34 million, to hire more deputies. She also suggested pay should be increased to make the job more competitive.
Love Your Park Week launches today in Philadelphia and runs through May 18th. KYW's John McDevitt reports volunteers will clean, green, and celebrate more than 100 public parks.
Fairmount Park Conservancy, Park Friends Network, and Philadelphia Parks and Recreation are organizing Love Your Park Week. Elisa Roos Esposito is Park Stewardship Administrator at Parks and Rec. She says volunteers are needed for citywide park cleanups.
And these cleanups are being led by our Park Friends group, which are volunteer-based groups that are made up of neighbors who just really love their neighborhood park. We are looking to get more volunteers registered out into these neighborhoods to support these wonderful park volunteers that we already have.
And to celebrate parks, free fun events are planned.
There's movie nights, kayaking, birding, yoga, a plant sale.
More information
fishing,
can be found at loveyourpark.org.
The much-anticipated FIFA World Cup is still a whole year away, but if you love soccer, you can satisfy your fix sooner than that and right in our backyard. KYW's Dave Uram has that story.
This isn't the FIFA World Cup. This is the FIFA Club World Cup, and Philadelphia is one of 11 host cities in the U.S.
Well, let me start by saying that we at FIFA love Philly.
That's Manolo Zubiria, a chief tournament officer for FIFA.
We had no doubts that Philadelphia had to be in the Club World Cup because Philadelphia draws fans from so many areas, you know, within the city, but also within, you know, other cities nearby. They just love football.
The difference between this summer and next is next summer is about countries facing one another. This summer is about some of the best club teams squaring off.
For the first time ever, they will be playing for a major, major tournament, major trophy to be crowned as the best in the world.
There will be 8 matches at the Link starting June 16th, including a round of 16 showdown June 28th and a quarterfinal matchup July 4th.
And finally, VinylCon returns to Philadelphia this weekend. The show will feature more than 100,000 records. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.